But he's in agreement with the man on the right, and he's in agreement with the man on the left. And they're in agreement with the men on the right and the left. And he's standing on the ground, and he's in agreement with the body. And all these things are thoroughly in agreement with the fellow who fired the cannonball. And so the cannonball will come across anyway. And boy, is he invalidated now. On his right and his left and behind him and below him, he stayed in agreement with all other things which were in agreement on the subject of rate of change. He stayed in agreement with all these other things which were saying space particle position. See, all these other things are saying, and he stays in agreement with them, so he's saying space particle agreement. Unwillingly, unwittingly. And this will leave him really hung. This will leave him with a certain unreality. Well, he's postulated no time, and so he can get stuck on the time track. You see that? Only his mock-up of it's kind of thin because he depended for the solidity of mock-ups, such as the material universe, upon all these other people mocking him up, too. Everybody's mocking him up. He's just staying in agreement with everybody, and he doesn't quite have to mock him up, and so forth. He doesn't have to quite mock him up, so what has he got? He's got a dependency upon the agreement to keep time for him. So if he's done this, then he's lost his power to completely unmock everything, hasn't he? Time, as you conceive it, the time that is running on your watch is simply the motion of a bunch of little wheels and a couple of hands and a second hand. And that's just consecutive motions. Those are changes in space. And everywhere you look, mechanically, you will find that time never amounts to anything else than a change of position of particle in space or an agreement with something which is monitoring the change of position of a particle in space. Two conditions here. If something is postulating the change of the position of a particle in space, and you're agreeing with that something, then you will also get a change of position of the particle in space. You understand that? It's just a consecutive consideration, but that is all time ever is the change of position of a particle in space. To see anything, you have to have space, particle, position. Right? All right. Now, in order to stay in good agreement, it would be a very, very good thing to have a uniform rate of change, wouldn't it? Let's all together now chant, and I don't mean this as a class, but it's sort of the universe is saying, let's all together chant space, particle, position, space, particle, position, space, particle, position, and we'll chant it together so that we're all uniformly saying this, and we will then have time because we're saying it. Not for any other reason, we are postulating it. And so we've got space, particle, position, space, particle, position, space, particle, position as the hymn of time itself. And it goes right on running all the way down any years that are because those are the years. Now, let's not get divided up again on the subject of, well, now there's thought. The old theta mess theory is a terrifically interesting theory simply because it led into this. The idea that there was a universe and there was thought. Theta, thought. Without wavelength, without mass, without time, without position in space, this was life, all right? And that was impinged upon something else called the physical universe, which was a mechanical entity which did things in a peculiar way, and these two things together, theta, messed, interacting, gave us life forms. Well, we get a further refinement of that, and we find that the physical universe itself is simply this chanted space particle position, so that is coming from thought itself. So what do we get? We get the appearance of a physical universe which has a seniority in mechanics. See? You see that? It has this seniority in mechanics, and it appears to be above consideration. The reason it's above consideration is because of the agreement you have made with so many people concerning the continuation of it. Continuation itself is another word which could be supplanted for time. So is survival, another word that could be supplanted.